Speaking of that, what were your thoughts about the FLEX trial that was presented at ASCO and the other data that we have about cetuximab and non-small cell?
Well, you know, the FLEX trial was a large phase 3 trial, one of the largest done. And it was a trial of cisplatin, vinorelbine, with or without cetuximab. And it was the true first test of whether cetuximab will improve outcomes in non-small cell. And indeed, it did improve outcomes. The hazard ratio for survival for the experimental arm in that study was 0.87. So it was quite marginal, you know, modest at best. And if you look at the median survival times, it was even more modest. It was barely a month difference at the median. What was interesting about that trial was that when they looked at the ethnic groups who were enrolled, it was the Caucasian subset that appeared to benefit the most from cetuximab therapy. So in the subset of patients with lung cancer who received cetuximab, the median survival time was 10.5 months. In those receiving chemotherapy alone, it was 9.1 months. The hazard there was 0.8. So it was a 20% reduction in the risk of death in Caucasians. In contrast, the Asian subgroup in that trial appeared to not benefit from cetuximab. The hazard ratio there was 1.179. And so it was a wash in the Asians. And what was interesting, though, was that the median survival time of Asians was incredibly high. You know, it was 17 months in the experimental arm, 20 months in the control arm. You know, I'd be dancing the jig if our North American patients achieved median survival times exceeding 14 months in a randomized phase 3 trial. But they appeared to be doing that routinely in Asia, but not in the U.S. So what are my thoughts about that trial? Well, I think it confirms that cetuximab does have clinical activity in lung cancer, particularly advanced non-small cell lung cancer. However, there is some dampening of my enthusiasm with cetuximab plus chemotherapy. One, the survival benefit is admittedly very modest for the general population. There was a high rate of febrile neutropenia, and as you recall, it exceeded 20% in the experimental arm, in the cetuximab arm. And I think that borders on an unacceptable range of febrile neutropenia. Third, you have to factor in the inconvenience of weekly intravenous therapy with cetuximab, because it's given, you know, IV weekly, and that is quite a challenge for many patients, particularly those who live far away from their treating physician's offices. And then I'm also a little wary about why the trial was positive for overall survival, but had no difference in terms of progression-free survival. In fact, they were virtually the same number, right? And so PFS benefit did not seem to be observed in the cetuximab arm, and that's really unexplained. And to this day, I could not explain why progression-free survival was not improved, because they usually go together, PFS and overall survival. And the fifth point that dampens my enthusiasm is the high cost of therapy with adding this biologic agent to chemotherapy for the modest survival benefit you see. And at some point, we as a society need to evaluate whether we can all afford this, adding these biologics for what appears to be modest benefits. Having said that, what I think FLEX did for all of us, and you've already alluded to this, Neil, is that it highlights the critical need for all of us in academia and perhaps even in industry to identify and validate better predictive markers or biomarkers for cetuximab benefit. Because if the overall population only benefits marginally, then maybe we should do trials with a more selected population and make that hazard ratio a little bit more attractive. One more point to make about FLEX. It is a trial that did try in many ways to choose patients more likely to benefit. Remember, in that trial, they allowed only patients who had EGFR positivity by immunohistochemistry in at least one tumor cell. One. So that is a very liberal definition of IHC positivity by EGFR, but it was done. And amazingly, even though it was a liberal definition of EGFR positivity, only 85% of patients met that criterion. So 15% of patients absolutely did not have even one single cell positive for EGFR by IHC. Now, that tells you something. Had they included those patients in this trial in an unselected manner, I suspect that the hazard ratio might have been closer to one, right? It may not have even become a positive trial because those EGFR IHC negative patients would have contaminated the results. So the FLEX trial was positive in some part probably because they selected those who had at least one tumor cell positive for EGFR. We still need better biomarkers than that, though. And that's where EGFR by FISH will come in, and maybe KRAS mutations. We need to see that in future trials.
What about predictors of response to BEV?
Now, that's a pet peeve of mine, and it's not just with BEV. And you see, Neil, I also treat patients with kidney cancer. I'm also a genitourinary oncologist. I chair the Kidney Cancer Committee, Advanced Kidney Cancer Committee in the Southwest Oncology Group. And one of my frustrations is that we are using these targeted therapies, specifically the anti-angiogenic agents, in an untargeted manner. You know, so we all call them targeted therapies, but we're not really selecting which patients have the target and which ones will benefit most from our therapies. Are there predictors of benefit with bevacizumab? Sadly, the answer to that right now is no. People have looked at the most likely biomarker, which is circulating VEGF levels, maybe even circulating VEGF receptors. But to date, none of the circulating secreted biomarkers have been shown to be predictive of outcome. Yes, they've been shown to be prognostic, but none have been predictive of benefit to bevacizumab. So the work continues, and I think we just need to work harder, because what this means is that patients, their oncologists, need to participate in these validation trials, submit tumor tissue, submit blood, you know, patient specimens, so that we can interrogate these tissues and find a biomarker.